Bill. Now, first cab off the rank is Paul Ambrosoli. Paul, good morning.
And a very good morning to you, Simon, on this fabulous Saturday morning. You do have a program, the Duke and Newbold coming along.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There, right? We better make sure we've got enough time to fit them all in.
That's for sure. Good morning, everyone. And, of course, at this time of the morning, we give you the chance of winning two delicious bottles of Windy Peak wine. Well, the bottles aren't delicious, but what's inside them is. What will we give away this morning? A bottle of Windy Peak Shiraz and a bottle of Windy Peak Chardonnay. Why not? Two medium-bodied wines from De Bortoli that are absolutely lovely with anything that you have. On a day like today, a bottle of Chardonnay and maybe a light lunch, you're sitting out on the porch, is nothing better, and the Chardonnay would go down beautifully, Windy Peak style. If you like a red, the Shiraz is a nice medium-bodied, medium-dry Shiraz, and it suits all red tastes. I mean, it's not strong, it's not overpowering, it's just the way you like it on a day like today. So reach for the bottle of Windy Peak, reach for the bottle that says De Bortoli, and you know you've got a quality wine. We're looking for a question this morning to give you on 13-53-53, first person through, 13-53-53, with a winner. Simon has come up with a very good question this morning. I was going to give you an easy one, very easy one, surrounding the run to the rose going into the De Bortoli Golden Rose. But Simon, as usual, has put his head down. He's come up with a pretty good one. And Simon, I'll let you rip away now. Give us the question.
Well, it's to do with the first Group 1 for the season, which, of course, is the Memsey Stakes, which is on this afternoon at Caulfield. We want to know which jockey has won the most Memsey Stakes and how many have they won?
And how many also?
Mm.
Goodness me, I'm glad Russell Veitch is not on. He's a clue between this and that.
Well, this jockey, I can tell you, has had 18 rides all up in the Memsey Stakes, and they hold the record for the most Memsey Stakes wins. I've done a bit of research on this, Paul. It was first run over a mile in 1899, and if you were to have a guess how many Memsey winners have gone on to win the Melbourne Cup in that time, how many would you say?
Well, it'd be fairly difficult to imagine because, coming off the Memsey Stakes as the first Group 1, I'd be struggling to tell you exactly how many they've won.
Six Memsey winners have gone on to win the Melbourne Cup. Farlap did it. Hallmark did it 2 years later. Comic Court did it. Rising Fast, Galilee, and the only other one that's done it was Maccabi Diva, of course.
Amazing. Jeez. Of course, that's the first Group 1 today in Melbourne, and the first Group 1 in the spring as far as Sydney is concerned, or the only million-dollar Group 1, is the Golden Rose.
Yes.
And the run of the Rose is on today, so that's a pretty good marriage. So which jockey has ridden the most Memsey Stakes winners? And how many has he won? Which, when you consider from 1893, it's not a lot, is it?
Not really. No, it's been going quite a while, and it was reduced in distance as well. Originally run over 1600, they dropped it back to 1400. But gee, it's had an honour roll though. So You Think won Sunline twice, Miss Finland in recent years. So yeah, it's a good horse's race, isn't it?
It is a very good horse's race. I remember Sunline, of course, like everybody does. So it is a very good horse's race. But that's fair enough. All right, so the first person through on 13-53-53, give us the jockey and the number of wins, and you've won a bottle of Windy Peak Chardonnay and Shiraz.
That was a good question, because no one's got it yet. They're still trying.
I think that might take a bit of a while. If it doesn't go off, it'll go off. One of our listeners isn't knowledgeable enough to find.
Good on you, Paul. We better leave it there, but you enjoy Memsey Stakes and Run of the Rose Day.
Thank you, Simon. Good morning to you. Good morning, all.
There he is, the one and only Paul Ambrosoli. And keep phoning in on 13-53-53. No one's got the question right just yet. Let's take a look at harness racing at Tabcorp Park, Menangle. And Amanda Rando is with me. Amanda, good morning to you.
Good morning, Simon. A great night ahead. It's obviously the last Metropolitan meeting in New South Wales tonight, and we've got some listed classics and a couple of feature races too. So really looking forward to it once again.
And the Vic Frost, the feature race, Vic Frost will be on track tonight.
Yeah, he will. So he, which is great to see. Obviously, he won many Metropolitan premierships during the 70s and 80s at Harold Park, and he's been living in the north coast of New South Wales, so does most of his racing in Queensland now, and so we don't get to see him too much in New South Wales, but he has a horse in tonight. one of those Menangle Country Series finals, and it's great that he'll be there with a race named in his honour as well.
Right, Amanda, let's run through the card. The first race, Stuart 553. Now, it's an MO only, and there's no scratchings. We have 12 to run.
Yeah, nice race to kick off the program with. It's an open one and there's plenty of value here. I don't mind the 12. I am ready for Darryl Kell. I think he's a good each-way bet. He just maps into this race well. And just two starts ago, he was a winner here at Menangle in 153. And he wasn't far off them last start either when they rated 151. Also, don't mind the 6, Tricala. He's probably one of the horses with a bit of class next to his name in this race. He's one you can't underestimate. He has good gate speed too and can go around 152 at Menangle. And look, he has been thereabouts since he won 4 starts ago. I'm also including the 5 here, Reservation Road. He's first up from a spell, but he trialled pretty impressively here at Menangle a couple of weeks ago. And I'm also including the 10, Just a Dale. The race won at Menangle tonight, 12 on top to beat 6, 5 and 10.
12, 6, 5 and 10. Righto, we have a winner for Paul's the Borderly competition, so you can stop phoning through. Barry from Wentworth Falls, congratulations. He's correctly identified Darren Gauchy as the jockey who's won the most Memsies. He's won 3 of them. El Segundo, the most recent in 2006. Then all the way back to 88, he won on Rancho Ruler. And even earlier than that, 1985, Delightful Bell for Colin Hayes. So Gauchy is the king of the Memsie. 3 wins from 18 rides. Barry, congratulations. Paul Ambrosoli will be in touch. All right, Amanda, race number 2 is for the Pacers, and in this race, which is over the mile, we've got no scratchings and, again, 12 to run.
Yeah, look, Simon, I'm tipping the 2 on top here again, which is Millwood Liberty. I think, she can't be overlooked off her effort last week. She's got a much better draw than what she had last week. She had barrier 10 and she did a lot of work, and I thought she did quite well to battle on and finish 5th in that mare's feet to race. And look, her form prior to last week's effort was really strong as well. So drawing barrier 2, I think she's a big hope. Also, don't mind the 11, Admiral Joy. He's going to have a bit of the easy way, you know, drawn along the pegs here, which is why I think he's going to be a huge threat. He won 3 starts to go in 54, and he's 2 4th stints have been promising as well. I'm also including the 1, Ocean Diva here, bit of value here for the multiples, as well as the 12 in transit. So number race 2, I've got the 2 on top ahead of 11, 1 and 12.
2, 11, 1 and 12. Across to the third race, an MO only. Again, 12 to line up with no scratchings.
Yeah, look, Simon, another pretty even race here, and a horse like number 6, Chowfire, has a strong chance. I'm tipping him on top. He was inconvenienced last week but still ran home to finish 3rd. When they ran some time over the 2,300 metre distance, he ran 2nd the start before that in 152 also. Also, don't mind the 9 here, Izzy Watt, Bathurst pacer. He has plenty of ability. He was a smart winner at Bathurst a couple of starts ago and races well over this mile distance. I'm also including the 11, Day's End, and number 5, Diesel Shannon. So race 3 at Menangle, numbers are 6, 9, 11 and 5.
That's in the third race. Now let's head across to the 4th, the first of the Country Series finals. Now the scratchings here are 3, Smooth Michaela and 14, You Can't Take It With You. I've got the fixed odds here, Amanda, and Fire Bonnevay is at 320. Down to 13 Isle of Man, next best at 380, and 6 Denning is $4.
Yeah, look, Simon, I'm tipping the Vic Frost runner here, number 4, Backpage News on top. I thought this horse's effort in the heat was quite promising. He finished 2nd up at Newcastle last weekend, and he set up the fast tempo in front. I think off memory they went around 155 and change, and with his gait speed, I think he's ideally suited with his draw. He obviously comes into barrier 3 now with the removal of that 2nd emergency. Also, don't mind the 5, Monivet. This horse won his heat quite dominantly out at Bathurst and ran a useful 4th at this track last week, and I think that form will be pretty strong in this race. I'm also including the 13, Isle of Man. And number 12, I'm St. Anthony. The race 4 numbers are 4, 5, 13 and 12.
4, 5, 13 and 12. The 4th race 5, the Where Horses Fly Country Series final. Scratchings are emergencies, 8, Esprit Rainbow, as well as 12, A Family Affair. And the market on this one's got 5, The Real Eagle, the $3 favourite. $5 then for 13, Coringa Delight. And in between that pair, in fact, 3, Sapria's at 360. So they're the top 3 in the market. $7 then for 14, Haul In.
Yeah, look, it is an open race, and you can see that in the market. I've actually tipped the 11 on Top Simon, which is Hey Portia for this Steve Turnbull barn. I think she's one of the best hopes. She won a heat up at Newcastle last week really well, and her form prior was quite strong. She just needs to get away from the pegs, and look, with Amanda Turnbull on board in the sulky, I'm quite confident she can drive a good race here. Also, don't mind the 3 Supreo. This horse is owned by a few of the Canberra Raiders players, as well as the coach, Ricky Stewart. So it'll be great to see her go close. She ran a much better race last start to finish second. And the fourth prior wasn't too bad. She was up in grade facing good company around Menangle. So I think she's a strong chance too. I'm also including the 13, Carinya Delight, and number 5, the Real Eagle. So race 5 at Menangle, 11 on top to beat 3, 13 and 5.
11, 3, 13 and 5 in race number 5. And that is the first leg of the Quaddy with a $20,000 jackpot tonight. Race 6, a C3 to C5, 12 to start, no scratchings.
Yeah, look, Simon, I've tipped the 10 on top here, Helen's Bonus. She's drawn wide, but she's racing well at the moment. She's doing her best work over the line to finish third in that Baby Bling Stakes last weekend when they went 152. And she's usually safe for one crack at them. So, yeah, I think she can go really close here. Also, don't mind the 9, Aztec Bromac. Oh, he was a very smart winner at this track last week. He's had quite a handful of starts now back from a spell, and he's just winding up. So he'll make his presence felt here off his win last week. I'm also including the 5, Franco Salisbury, and number 12, Modern Dancer. So race 6, numbers are 10, 9, 5 and 12.
10, 9, 5 and 12, race 6. Now our feature race 7, is the Group 3, the Vic Frost Cup. It's due at 8.53. Scratchings are 7, Lexus on the Beach, and 8 in Transit. Now, with the tab fixed on the feature, the favourite 3, Alombo Cotta Kinabalu, it's $1.60. Then you'd be looking at 12 Monofith, which is $8.50, and then 1 Yaya's Hotspot, $9.
Yeah, it's quite an open market. I'm taking on the favourite here. I'm tipping the 5 on top, Exciters from the City. I've stuck with him in the last couple of weeks, and it's paid off. He's won his last 2 starts, and he's just been really, he was really consistent before that as well. And he can just sit back and have one crack at them. And I think the speed's definitely going to be on in this race, and I think that's going to suit him. Obviously, you can't underestimate the 3 Lombo Kota Kinabalu. He is very short. He has won his last 3 starts, though, very well, and his last 2 wins have been in mile rates of around 150 and change. But this is a bit of a step up for him as well. So, you know, facing these tough and seasoned horses of this grade can be tough. So, yeah, I think the $1.60 could be a bit short for him tonight, and I'm taking the risk with the 5 Exciters in the City. Also, don't mind the 13 here, Pop from the Beach. He's one horse that can always power home. And number 2, Max Beauty, who I think is drawn well here for this race. So, race 7 at Menangle tonight, numbers are 5, 3, 13 and 2.
5, 3, 13 and 2 at the start. Hastings, they're second in 3. Let's head across to race 8. This one's for the 3-year-olds, and there are no scratchings, 12 to run.
Yeah, so my numbers here are 8, 4, 12 and 1. I tipped the 8 on top, Tresno Angel. He's been quite impressive lately. He won during the week again. It was a pretty gutsy win. Ran a bit of time, and I think he has strong claims again. Also don't mind the 4, Salty Robin. He's a very nice 3-year-old. Resuming from a very long spell. He hasn't raced since December last year. Trialled at Menangle a couple of weeks ago. Ran around 157, so he may need the run. But look, he has the class, so you can't underestimate him. I think the 12, Rock and Broshko, is one that can finish close as well as the 1. When the ground shook. So race 8 numbers again are 8, 4, 12 and 1.
8, 4, 12 and 1. And over to the 9th race. The last is a Group 3 for the Trotters with 11 to start, no scratchings. Even money for 10, Our Summer Vacation for James Rattray. It's the $2 favourite. 5, Yogi Johnson is at $2.50. And then $9 for 11, Bad Habit.
Yeah, look, obviously the 10, Our Summer Vacation, he's the class runner of this field, and he's only off a 10-metre handicap for this standing start. So that's a huge advantage, and he's won his last 2 starts really well. So I've tipped him on top. Also don't mind the 2, Juju Amor. This horse is taking a step up in grade. He won on Tuesday during the week, and he won the start before that too. And even though, yeah, this is a step up for him, just the way he's been racing, and if he steps away well, I think he'll be in the finish. I'm also including the 5, Yogi Johnson, and number 4, Sunset Tour. So race 9 at Menangle, numbers are 10, 2, 5 and 4.
10, 2, 5 and 4. And the last, what was your best, Amanda?
Yeah, look, Simon, I really like in race two, number two, Millwood Liberty. I know she's my best last week, but I'm sticking with her. I just think she's drawn a lot better tonight and well graded in that race. And look, I also don't mind in race six, number 10, Helen's Bonus for Blake Fitzpatrick.
Good stuff. Thanks very much for your help, Amanda. Enjoy your Menangle tonight.
Will do. Thanks, Simon.
Amanda Rando there, their first race coming up at 5:53. And just recapping, there is a quaddy jackpot of $20,000. They are moving forward at Hastings for race two. We'll make a start on the information for Wentworth Park. Tim Newbold, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Simon. 10 races at headquarters tonight. It's a pretty deep card right across our entire meeting.
Righto. Well, the main meeting in Adelaide tonight, of course, with the two group ones, they're worth $70,000 each to the winner. But we'll take a look at Wentworth Park. The first at 25 after 7, Tim, and the reserves are out.
Going with number 8, Runway Idol here. She's a brilliant beginner. She's got plenty of early burn. She's got a great draw out in box number 8 where she loves to race. She's got a little bit of pace on her inside, but I think she's got too much burn for those greyhounds. I think she can rush to the lead of the first turn and pinch it rolling along in front, number 8, Runway Idol. To beat number 3, Like a Zircon, who's racing ultra consistently. He's got a great record at the track. He's nearing another win, whether tonight's race is that race. He's got a great chance, and from the 3 alley, he should park near the pace. Then 7, Bitty Bitchy, who's racing well, and throwing number 1, Foreign Express, for the wider multiples. 8-3-7-1
in the opener. 8-3-7-1 back in the tick, Tim. Here's Hastings.
Say Cavalucci, followed out by Dutro, then Mongolian Falcon, 2 lengths away as Fockety Fagan, well back also as Narvik, and last on the inside of it, O'Reilly's Choice. And the run to the 850 metres, Hugo Fiscolo, the favourite. He shows the way by clear length from Hall of Fame. A length away, third, Cavalucci, Kingsman in a nice spot, fourth, one out. 2 lengths away, Mongolian Falcon. Then followed by, back in behind these now, was Early Gain as they head down the side. With that as well was Fockety Fagan, then followed further back by Dutro, second to last, just in front of it, O'Reilly's Choice. And last of all is Narvik. On the corner they come, 400 metres to go. Hugo Fiscolo, the leader, leads a half length on Hall of Fame. 2 lengths away, Kingsman, then Cavalucci. Mongolian Falcon looking to run on down the outside and further back, O'Reilly's Choice. At the 200 metres, Hugo Fiscolo, the leader. Hall of Fame's about a length away, in behind the Mongolian Falcon and then Kingsman. Hugo Fiscolo, Hall of Fame's going to make one last lunge at it, but Hugo Fiscolo, the favourite, will deliver. Fresh up, he maintains his unbeaten record. Hugo Fiscolo beat Hall of Fame. Mongolian Falcon was third and then followed over by Kingsman and O'Reilly's Choice doing its best work late. And behind those, Narvik followed by Dutro. Then came Fockety Fagan. Well back was Cavalucci. And Early Gain will be the last of them home.
Race two, Hastings to two, Hugo Fiscolo, 210-110. Four Hall of Fame, 180. One Mongolian Falcon, $1.50. Tim Newbold is with me. We're looking at Wentworth Park. Tim, we're down to race number 2. Where the reserves come out.
And number 2, Tilly's Boy, is the class runner. He's a greyhound who's won 15 races during his career. And he's been racing in the top grade virtually all the way through. He's down in class on recent runs at the Gardens, where he went around in the Group 2 Blacktop Series, back to headquarters tonight. Gee, he's normally a brilliant beginner. He's got the good speed to drive up, take control here and put his rolls away. Number 2, Tilly's Boy. To beat for 1, Cabela Mucho, who's ideally drawn on the inside. He's got the early pace to be competitive. Throw in number 3, Isle Tiffy. She's consistent. And then 7, Like a Storm. Pretty keen on 2 to beat 1, 3, and 7.
2 from 1, 3, 7 in the second race. Now let's head across to race 3, the Zoom Top 50 Year Stakes. And there's no scratchings.
Number 4, Miss Foxy Lee, finished runner-up behind Cardiology in the New South Wales National Distance final at her most recent run. It was a terrific effort. And, geez, if she runs up to that tonight, she should be winning this. Number 4, Miss Foxy Lee. She's a talented stayer. She's on an upward trend, and I think she'll go close. She's got a moderate beginner drawn on her inside, so she'll get a bit of room to move. To beat number 2, Maureen Store, who's a classy stayer, finished 4th in that Cardiology race. She's very capable when she's on song, and she's well drawn over nearer to the rail. She is a desperate railer. Then number 8, Madelina Girl. She'll thunder home at the end and throw in number 3, Young Gun. 4-2-8-3.
4-2-8-3, the third. The fourth gets the big 6 underway at 8:30. The Good Luck Benteke Stakes, no scratchings.
really tough race. Going with number three, Good Odds Angel. She can fire out of the boxes on a night, and she's got, she runs really quick early in mid sections. She gets a little tired at the end of her races, but I think she might be able to lead here, and she might have a couple of pacey greyhounds trying to chase her down. I think she might be able to pinch at number three, Good Odds Angel, to beat one Fever Pitch, who's been going really, really good since coming to New South Wales from Victoria. He's won three out of his last four runs. He's ideally drawn over near the rails. Then number two, Magic Spring, a bit disappointing in his most recent run when he was run down by Fever Pitch, but he's got those great box matters in the early speed to put himself in the race, and then throw in number eight, Bessie Boo. He'll be running home at the end. 3-1, 2-8.
So 3-1, 2-8. The fourth race, number five, the first leg of the Quaddy reserves are out.
Number five, Chaser Will Stroop, a bit fitter after his most recent run at the track. He'll find this a little easier. He's just got to contend with the five alley, but he has got pretty good box manners, and he's got the early speed to push forward and have a dip for the lead. Number five, Chaser. He's one of the hardest to beat. Over number six, Foo Bray, who's racing really well. Runner-up in both runs at the track and trip. Led at his most recent run, and he was just collared over the latter stages. He only needs to run up to that, and he'll be competitive. Then number four, Out of Punch, a bit of a query. Has won her past two races at Albion Park, debuting at Woodworth Park. She's coming back in Journey, and then seven, Schuster. 5, 6, 4, and 7 in the fifth.
5, 6, 4, 7 across to race six, and reserves come out.
Number three, Spring Creek Bill, is my best bet on the card. He's finished in the money in all four runs at Wentworth Park. He returns to Weddy after a run at Dapto at his latest start, where he was a terrific runner-up behind Rob Stark in fast time. He's well drawn down near to the rails. He's got a couple of moderate beginners around him, so I think he's going to get into a great position here, likely to be chasing number one low in the sun. And if he does get into that position around the first turn, I think he'll be too strong. Really keen on number three, Spring Creek Bill, to beat number one low in the sun, who looks the certain leader in the race. He's got a great record on the track, and he has run 30 and 22 around Woodworth Park. He'll give a big, big side. Then seven, Cosmic Burn, can improve on recent runs, and throw in four, You Got Rivet, for the wider multiples. 3, 1, 7, and 4.
3, 1, 7, 4. Race seven reserves out.
Number six, Kyra Miss, here at a little bit of value. She's finished in the money in all three runs at the track, and I think probably in a little tougher company too. She's got the early pace to overcome the tricky six alley. If she does get across here and finds the lead, she'll be hard to gun down, number six, Kyra Miss. To beat number two, Very Choosy, who's really, really strong. If he can hold a position around the first turn, he'll launch late. Then five, Unique Replica, for a good last start winner at the track in good time, and can only be improved by that run because that was his first run at the track. And then number four, Madam Scarlet, throw her into the exotics. 6-2-5-4.
6-2-5-4. Race eight to wrap up the quaddie at 5-10. Reserves out.
Nacho Nelly is down in class on recent runs. She's a brilliant beginner. She's got plenty of early dash. She'll be charging across here looking for the lead. And if she does take control of the first turn, she's the one they've all got to run down. Number seven, Nacho Nelly. To beat one, Miss Delaware, who has run in one in 30 and 23 at the track. Last up, runner-up at Richmond in really good company. Now she comes up with a one alley here, and I think she's drawn to run a huge race. Then six, he's all power. He's got a big, big engine. He's coming back to Wentworth Park where he's run some really, really good races, and then throw in number eight, Top Edge. 7-1-6-8, race eight.
7-1-6-8. Race nine, take out three exciting and 10 big bad Brenda.
Number two, Prevail, Mr. The Jump, and her most recent run at the track, and that pretty much put pay to her chances. I think she'll find this a bit easier, and she just needs a clean getaway. And, I think she can roll to the top here, and she'll take some tossing, number two, Prevail, to beat eight, Hernando Khan, who is racing in career best form. He's shooting for the hat trick. He's well drawn to charge down the outside and get across into a good position. Then number four, Zipping Vixen, throw in number one, Pamela. 2, 8, 4, and 1.
2, 8, 4, and 1, and race 10, the lucky last, reserves out.
Number four, Good Odds Bricky on top here. Last start winner of the track in 30 and 32 and won't find this any tougher. Has just got to contend with that tricky four alley, but if he can get away on a clean note, he's going to be up and with the leaders around the first turn, and he does knuckle down at the end. Number four, Good Odds Bricky on top. To beat seven, Moonstone Card is flying at present, has won two out of three at the track, and run 30 and 25. That'll go close to winning this race tonight. Then eight, Crazy Sexy. She's beautifully drawn out in the eight alley, and throw in number one, Dugan's Gun for the wider exotics. 4, 7, 8, and 1 in the final race.
4, 7, 8, and 1. So Spring Creek Bill, the best tonight?
Yeah, only one best bet on the card. Race 6, number 3, Spring Creek Bill. I think he'll get the money. And he'll be backable odds too, around the $3.20 to $3.50.
Good on you, Tim. Thanks for your time and good calling tonight.
Good on you, Simon. Thanks.
Tim Newbold there with a look at Wentworth Park. Mark Duclos now joins me to preview the two Group 1s in Adelaide. Mark, good morning to you.
Morning to you, Simon.
Now, let's take a look at these races at Angle Park tonight. The first will be the distance race, race number 6. It's pretty open, but Jerry O'Keefe's got the favourite here, Ring the Bell at $2.40. Big Easy Red's drawn box 1 is at $4. Cardiology from box 6 is at $4.60. Do you think the first of the Group 1s is easy to work out?
Oh, look, I think it's probably one of the most open races on the card itself. You've got a number of greyhounds that haven't been to Angle Park. I can tell you that Big Easy Red is trial there. Cardiology is also trial there. But again, you know, you've got greyhounds that are first up over the 731 metres, which is the distance of the national distance final tonight. I just think Ring the Bell is probably the one greyhound who will run that out and run that out strong. And he's been in great form in recent times. He's won his last three races straight, including the state final of the national championships, which was held at Sandown Park. And look, he's no fancy odds. He's $2.40, but Derek, he's having a terrific year this year. He took out the Group 1 Sandown Cup with Bells A-Ringin', and Ring the Bell is the little mate to it, and I think he'll win for Victoria.
Okay, then, and that's the distance race. Now, the second of the Group 1s is the sprint final. This one's a little more clear-cut, though. You're pretty keen on Zambora Brocky.
Yeah, I am, and no prizes for tipping him on top. He's won his last 9 straight. Perfectly drawn tonight from box number 1. Look, he's a greyhound that's won 2 Group 1s, 2 Group 2s. He trialled 29.44 at Angle Park Thursday week ago. He's got his box. He's got a slow beginner or an average beginner, a wide runner drawn directly outside of him in Dundee Osprey. To me, it's Brocky's race to lose. I know that's hard saying, you know, when you're talking about a Group 1 event, but as I said, he's been in scintillating form. Ben Teke for Ruthie King. This greyhound trialled well. The same night that Zambora Brocky ran 29.44, Ben Teke ran 29.49, so around about three quarters of a length slower and out.